tonight. I'm going to visit another text tonight that I've been to before, and don't you know, I got some more stuff out of it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Maybe I won't get, well, no, that would be good. Maybe I'll get as wound up tonight as I did this morning. That would be fine, wouldn't it? Acts 27, verse 21. Acts chapter 27, we're going to start reading at verse 21. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming tonight. Amen. I appreciate your attendance here in the house of the Lord. Let's do remember all of those that are sick. And just like I said, a lot of folks sick. And let's just pray God will touch them. And Lord, maybe hopefully, prayerfully, we'll be gathered back together Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Maybe we'll get us gathered back in here. Hallelujah. Bible said, when after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, not have loosed from Crete, to have gained this harm or loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island." Chapter 28, verse 1. "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the fire and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. He shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases on the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laid at us with such things as were necessary." Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for your love and kindness and goodness and mercy. And I ask you tonight, Lord, to touch me and anoint my mind and my heart and my soul and my spirit, and touch the hearts of the hearers, God, that we may receive the Word of God tonight and receive strength for the days ahead and for the present situation that we're in just now. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells us here, sort of a just little touch of this morning, and yet I want to go a different direction. Here was a man of God. Here was a wonderful man of God on the way to Rome. God has told him in visions, "Paul, you are to go to Rome, and you are to stand before Caesar. Hallelujah. The devil did not want Paul to go to Rome. Amen? Paul felt that he had a job. For some reason, he had something down inside of him that said, I have got to go to Rome. He said, what it was right, he said, I go bound in the Spirit, not knowing what things befall me, save only that God witnesses bonds and affliction. But I've got to go. I've got a job I've got to do. Oh, hallelujah. I've got a gospel I've got to preach. I've got a message I've got to deliver. I was told years ago when I first started preaching, when I got ready to evangelize, son, are you ready for what you're going to face? When I took my first church, they said, son, you're going to learn a lot of things. Woo. But you know what? Nothing they said, nothing they told me could discourage me, because I felt I had a mission. I felt I had a ministry. I felt I had something I had to do for God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to preach to you for the Lord to help me tonight. I'm going to tell you tonight, we are on a journey, every single one of us. I want to tell you tonight, God has got a mission for each of us. You may think you're on the ship just for the ride. You may have come tonight just for the ride. But I want to tell you, God has got a mission for you. God has got a message for you. Even there are men and women that you will touch that I will never see. You are on a mission. You are one of God's missionaries. You have got God's message that a dying world is in need of. My God, get on the mission. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My never to be humble opinion, I really feel like the storm that this ship was in was nothing more than a device of the devil. He did not want Paul to go to Rome. The purpose of the storm was to destroy the Apostle Paul. The purpose of the storm was to destroy his mission. The purpose of the storm was to see that he never, ever got to Rome. But Paul said, God stood by me and said, Paul, you are going to go into Rome. You are going to testify to Caesar. And he said, I believe God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't understand, Apostle. You don't understand, sir. We've never seen a storm like this. They called this, they said this was a Euroclodon. And then they said, hey, listen to me. And they said, we've never seen a storm like this. We've never seen a storm this long. We've never seen waves this high. We've never been in one like this. I want to tell you tonight, I've never been in a storm just like this one. I've never seen the waves so high. I've never seen the night so dark. But I have got a mission. I've got a job. And I believe the God of heaven said, you're going to do the job that I called you to do. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil has never wanted a church in Winchester. He's never wanted a holiness church in Stephen City. Oh my God.
Woo! Oh, God! Amen. Hence the storm. Amen. Hence the black winds. Just when it seems that the south winds were blowing softly and the land was purchased, amen, the mission was going to be accomplished, amen, the storm arose and the waves have arose and the night has arisen. But I feel like God stood by me and said, Paul, the mission has not changed. I feel like God said, Paul, you're going to arrive. The job is going to be done. You're just going to stay in the ship and hold on for the morning light to break for you. Woo!
Hey, 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 hey!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Listen to me. The Bible talks about this ship ran aground where two seas met. So the wave will dash in from this side, and the wave will dash in from that side. And so it went here, and it swing around there, and swing around here, it swing around there. My God. Woo! I want to tell you, brother. I felt like, brother, I want to tell you, Brother Felcher, I felt like the wind blew from here. I felt like it come from there, Brother Brother Bruce. I felt the wind coming from there. I felt the north wind blowing. My God, do you hear me? He attacked my body. He attacked my finances. He attacked my family. He's attacked the church. I felt the wind from every corner. Great God of heaven, but the mission has never changed. God said he talked to me, and I believe what he said. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It boils down to whether we're going to feel the storm or have faith in the Master. Woo! Come on here now. I said it comes down to whether we're going to feel the storm or have faith in the Master. My God, my God. Oh, listen to me. I'm not here to tell some of you that you are not in a storm. You know, the charismatics bless their poor hearts. They like to name it, claim it. They like to blab it, grab it. Well, listen to me, neighbor. Amen. No, I'm not here. I'm just praising. No, no, no. Praising God for a storm. But I'm not going to lie. And I'm not stupid. I am in a storm. I've been attacked by the devil. He's come from every side. Oh, you see, I'm not denying the storm. But what I am believing is the Word of God is greater than the storm. The Word of God is greater than the destruction of the devil. The Word of God is greater than all the powers of the enemy. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Glory. I want to say again what I said this morning, that there is no safer place than in the will of God. I said hallelujah. I said there is no safer place than in the will of God. Woo! Paul, you're going to die? Not a chance in this world. Why is that? Because I'm in the will of God. Woo! Oh, come on here now. Paul, you're not going to make it through this storm. You're just as wrong as you can be. Amen. God said, I'm going to make it. I don't care how wild the storm rages. I don't care how rough the winds blow. God said, I'm going to make it. And I am in His will. Oh, hallelujah.
This morning, I'll run it by you one more time. I'd rather be in the midst of the most violent storm and in the will of God than to be sitting on the beach with a shade and drink of lemonade and be out of the will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on here now. I said, come on here now. Oh, y'all not helping me like you need to. Huh?
Preacher, did you ask God for this storm? No. No, no. Preacher, did you want this storm? No. My God, do I look like I'm crazy? Well, don't answer that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, I want to tell you, no, nobody in their right mind is going to ask for the storm. Nobody in their right mind is going to get on a ship that they know is going to break apart. No. But I'd rather be in the middle of the storm and in the will of God than the other place that I know. The storm may rage, but He holds the winds in His fist. He holds the rivers and the oceans in the hollow of His hand. And so whether the winds are blowing or the waves are raging, I'm in the hollow of the hand of Almighty God. Lift your hands tonight.
Songwriter said, He's got the whole world in His hand. 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 He's got Justin McDonald in His hand. He's got Justin McDonald. In His hand, He's got Justin and May. In His hand, He's got the whole world in His. Woo! Oh, yeah. Come on. He's got Sister Christine. In His hands, He's got Sister Christine. In His hand, He's got Sister Christine and the girls. In His hand, He's got the whole world. Oh, I'm feeling better. He's got Beth Morris. In His hand, He's got Beth Morris. He's got Beth. Huh? He's got Lainey Fletcher. In His hand, He's got Well, you get the idea. He's got Lainey Fletcher. In His hand, He's got the whole world. Hey, preacher man, whatever you're going to do, just remind the devil that he's got the whole world in his hand. And though the waves are raging, we're in the hand of God Almighty.
The winds are raging. The winds are blowing. The sea is raging. But He's got me in His hand. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I believe it was the psalmist David said, all of His saints are in His hand. Oh yeah. All of His saints are in His hand. And I'll just give you quickly, you're in there for shaping, you're in there for service, and you are in there for safety. My God, let me run that by you again. I said you're in there for service, you're in there for shaping, and you're in there for safety. My God, my God, I'm not lost, I'm not adrift, I'm in the hands of the Son and the Most High God. If He can hold the world, He can hold me in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah. Lord, help me preach, please. Please help me, God. Hallelujah. The ship breaks apart. They're swimming to land. Some of them that couldn't swim, the Bible said, hallelujah, praise God, they grabbed, hallelujah, somewhere, I'll find it, praise God, I know that it's got to be here somewhere, hold on, and don't get nervous, praise God, hallelujah, yeah, this will do right here,
Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of them grabbed some boards. Hallelujah. Some swam and some floated in on the boards. Hallelujah. Woo! God, are you here tonight? Listen to me. I don't care if you're swimming or just hanging on for dear life. You're going to make it to the shore. I said, I don't care if you're swimming or hanging on for dear life. You're going to make it. I said, I feel the Lord. Some of you are just hanging on. But here I come to tell you, you're going to make it. I said, you're going to make it. Hallelujah. God said to tell you, you're going to make it. I couldn't swim, preacher. I was just hanging on. For dear life. Sister Beth, I know how you feel. My circumstances are not good, but I understand storms. And what you've been doing for about a year. Is that right? Am I telling it right? You said, God, I know you're real. I've been taught this too long. And you've just been hanging on. For dear life. But Friday night, God said, we don't need that no more. My God, rise up and go to swimming. Hey, hey, hey. Woo! Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Sometimes all you can do is cry and hang on. Oh, God. I know, but somehow, in some way you're real. I know, but somehow, in some way, I'm going to make it. But I don't see it now. I'm just hanging on for dear life. Woo. Hang on, neighbor. I said, hang on. God said you're going to make it. Whew. I said, God said you're going to make it. You've got a purpose. You've got a mission. You're on a journey. Ooh. I said, you're on a journey. You're on a mission. And you're going to make it. And all of hell cannot keep you from the mission and the purpose and the grace and the power and the might and the majesty of God Almighty. You have got a mission. Hallelujah, God. I feel like telling you right square in your eyes tonight. You got a mission, gal. Woo! My God, you've been clinging for a long time. But God said you got a mission and you're going to swim. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, you got a mission. My God, you may be clinging, but after a while, you're going to be swimming. The night's going to pass. The storm is going to end. You're going to rise. You're going to shout. You're going to sing. You're going to dance. The God of heaven is going to bring you out. Lift your hands tonight. Let me preach to you. Let me preach to you. Oh, God, help me to preach, please. Please, please, please. They staggered onto the shore. Some swimming. Some hanging on for dear life. But when they got on the shore, they were cold. They were shivering. They were exhausted. They had been fasting for days. They were weak. Paul told them just a few days, he said, I'll take home some meat. We're going to need it. But they fasted 14 days. Oh, yeah. They were weak. They were cold. They were weak. They were shivering because of the Bible said, because of the rain and the present cold. When they got on shore, somebody realized what we've got to have is a fire. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, neighbor. Amen. The one thing the devil don't want in this church or any other church across America, he don't want the fire burning. Woo! He don't want nobody shouting. He don't want anybody speaking in tongues. He don't want any lost getting saved. He don't want any power of God falling. Woo! My God, but the need of the hour is fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I'll tell you what brought Sister Beth Roadcap, amen, from holding on to saying, praise God, I got, you know what it was? Fire. Holy Ghost fire. My God, you know what we need in this church? Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. My God, we've got to have the fire of the power and the glory of Pentecost. We've got to have the fire burning in our churches once more. Woo! I really don't like that song, to be super duper honest with you. But I hear him sing in our churches sometime. Devil don't lie, no shouting out here. Devil, the only reason why I don't like it, because it's from an old hillbilly song, you know. I think Mama don't want to know something around here, and Mama don't want this, and I don't care what, you know. It's just an old country music song. But I tell you what, I am going to say this tonight. The devil don't want no fire burning around here. The devil don't want no Holy Ghost going on around here. The devil don't want anybody praying through around here. The devil wants us cold. He wants us shivering. He wants us discouraged. He wants you sick. He wants you broke. He wants you distressed. He wants you beat down. Come on here, my God, help me. Hallelujah. He wants everything around you broken. He wants everything around you crushed. My God, my God, my God, my God. He don't want you healed. He don't want you touched. He don't want you delivered. But I don't care what he wants. I'm going to build a fire. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek God. We're going to have church anyhow. Glory, 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 glory. Now listen to me. So the fire is burning. They're gathered around the fire, trying to get warmed up. They're gathered around the fire, Brother Foster. You know, trying to get warm and they're shivered and weary. And of course, the Apostle Paul, I guess, I don't know, maybe Brother Buster maybe saw, you know, the fire was dying down a little bit. And he said, hey, you know what? I got to go gather a little wood for the fire. And he got him a big armload of wood. He got a big armload of wood and brought it back. Woo! And no doubt was getting ready to put on the fire. Well, now that pile of wood, a viper fastened on it. A snake. Ah! I want to tell you right now, you start building a fire. You start having Holy Ghost services. Brother Justin, woo, yeah, and he don't want you to get it, but I don't care what he wants. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! He don't want us gathering no wood. He don't want us having no fire. He don't want nobody shouting. He don't want anybody dancing in the Holy Ghost. He don't want any lost getting saved. He don't want these young people praying and seeking God. And so that rascal is always biting somebody. The devil's always rearing his ugly head to drag the church down, to kill the joy, to kill the grace, to kill the power, and destroy the fire. Hallelujah. Woo! hear this preacher man tonight. Have you ever had a wonderful, tremendous blessing, say Sunday morning or Sunday night, and then come Monday? Oh, yeah. Oh my Lord, heavens. Oh, yeah. Car won't run. Kids won't cooperate. Husband won't act right. Wife won't act right. Yeah, like I said, amen. Now say amen. All the men say amen. Hallelujah. My God, your boss won't act right. You ain't hardly got in the door. He starts in on you. Hey, thought you what's the deal with you, for God? Huh? I know how. Yeah, come on here. Huh? Woo! Hey, man, get in your van to go to work. Hey, McDonald. I guess you holy roll this weekend. Yeah, yo. Woo! Hey! What I'm trying to tell you is he'll turn a latch on you and say, yeah, every time you get blessed, then that's when I'm going to bring you down. But I got some news for him. I'm going to keep on shouting. I'm going to keep on giving word. I'm going to keep on building fires. Hallelujah! I don't care what he does. We've got to have church and worship God anyhow. You see, Paul understood where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Right. Oh, yeah. The devil tells me, just lay back tonight. You know, you preached hard enough today. Just lay back tonight. Things don't hop too much. Don't worry about it. You can roll back on Thursday night. You know, I tell that rascal, devil, this might be the last service I'm ever in. Amen. There might be someone here tonight that this service may be the only thread of hope between them and Woo! I can't afford to slack. I can't afford to fool around. I've got to gather some wood. I don't care what the devil does. Come on here. I don't care what he don't allow. I've got to gather wood. We've got to build a fire. We've got to drive back the powers of darkness. We've got to drive back the powers of despair. We've got to drive back the powers of discouragement. We've got to drive back the powers of the enemy. We've got to build a fire and keep it burning in the church. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, I got more. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. This viper fastened on to him. He did what anybody with a brain the size of a checker would do. He shook it off in the fire. The devil will fasten on to you. Listen. Today, yesterday, next week, he will be looking for somebody to bite. Yeah. He'll sink his claws in you this weekend. If you're not careful, he'll sink his claws in you next weekend. And if you're not careful, he'll sink him in you. Oh, yeah. Now listen, be careful. Now listen to me. Here's what I felt like God spoke to me. The devil has attacked me. He's attacked many of you. And here is the danger if we're not careful. Here's the danger. Okay? We will spend the rest of our life showing everybody our snake bite. What's wrong with you, brother? Well, I was doing fine for God then. I got hurt. Y'all here? Are y'all here? I was going for God. Someone said I was a hypocrite. I was preaching the gospel and giving everything I had. Someone said I was a money hog. Did that last part right, but the first part you missed out on.
Huh? We go around. Oh, listen to me now. We go around showing everybody the scars from our snake bite. And you know what it is? It's nothing more than a trick of the devil to get you distracted from the main